the inefficiency of livestock production is the reason behind the increasing recognition that decreasing meat consumption is one great way to save the planet. As this New York Times article points out, they talk about a research project that examined the diets of 55,500 people and found that vegans are responsible for 75% less in greenhouse gas emissions than meat eaters. Now, I'm not advocating that everybody give up meat, but it does go to show that how much meat we eat is directly related to our impact on the planet, and not just greenhouse gas emissions, but deforestation and habitat loss as well, as we will soon see. So why exactly is this? Does everyone remember the 10% rule, perhaps from early biology classes? Remember that the 10% rule states that in a trophic pyramid, only 10% of the energy of any trophic level is embodied in the next trophic level, right? And this is because at any given trophic level, say you're the primary consumer, the rabbit that eats the grass, the energy that the rabbit takes in the grass is expended on the rabbit's bodily functions, on waste products, on heat loss. A lot of it goes to heat. And in the end, only about 10% of the calories that that rabbit consumes actually create rabbit that can be harvested by the next trophic level, by the fox or the carnivore or the hawk. So only 10% of everything that the rabbit has eaten is able to be transferred to the next trophic level. That's the essence of the 10% rule.